we want to talk now about one of the most remarkable businessmen ever to work in this county, who managed to convince one of the biggest companies of the time to set up a huge factory in Rathmore, County Kerry. 75th anniversary this month of Cadbury's, then Fry Cadbury's, establishing Rathmore as the largest chocolate crumb factory in the world at that time, providing huge levels of employment. His name was Dick Godsell, and there's a group getting together in Rathmore, have gotten together in Rathmore, who are planning a memorial for him and the work he's done. He didn't just work in Cadbury's, he did huge things with Bourbagna at the time, Air and Foods, Irish Sugar, and a host of other corporations that he was on the boards of. A man of rare insight and innovation. An invitation has been extended to everybody, especially all former and current Cadbury employees, to attend a meeting in Rathmore Community Centre tonight at 8:30 to talk about the memorial for Dick Godsell, the man who brought Cadbury's to Rathmore 75 years ago. Before coming here this morning, I spoke to organiser John O'Neill and asked him about the life and times and achievements of Dick Godsell.
That is correct, Jerry. Dick Godsell was born in Boherby, County Cork, just over the road from the Sea of Rathmore, and he was born in 1912. His dad was manager of the local co-op, and Dick went to the local national school. After that, he went to Rochestown. That's when he went to secondary school, and then after that he went to UCC, where he studied dairy science. The connection with Rathmore goes back as far as during the war, Cadbury's were looking for sweetened condensed milk, so they went to the Dairy Disposal Company. Now, the Dairy Disposal Company creameries are all down here south, Mid Cork, West Cork, all of County Clare, and there were 8 dairy disposal creameries in Kerry. I suppose the Godsell, anyway, he was assistant manager to John Blackwell back behind in Antwerp, and there he developed a travelling creamery. The travelling creamery then was the system back in around that of the country there in Kinmare. In Rathmore here, there were 9 branch creameries, as well as the central creamery, which was for the farming community that would like to get some few extra bulk for their milk. And they would be fairly scattered from the central creamery or a branch creamery. So that's where the travelling creamery came into place. For instance, back in Kinmare, they just come out, they just go to Bannon, collect the milk, and there was what we call the creamery stands. Then on the tip north side, it went out to Sneem, around over Blackwater, that side of the country, where there's to separate the milk, and they continue on to bring the cream back into the cream in Kinmare, and to the same situation back in Dingle. Now, Dick was transferred to Dingle, and he became the youngest manager at the time, I suppose, still. At 23 years of age, he became manager of the Dingle Creamery. He was transferred in promotion to Rathmore, and when he came here, he was a way ahead of his time. In the creamery here in Rathmore, he introduced cheese making, as well as the usual thing that was happening in cream, like butter making. So Dick had, I think, he had a staff here. There was a massive staff in the cream, I think, in back could be around 50. And when Cadbury's actually went to the Dairy Disposal Company, it just so happened that the nearest cream, Mr. Dublin, was the one here in Rathmore, on the railway line. So that was the connection.
That was the one. That was the connection that kind of put the piece together in his head, and he had the experience. Like I know he would have worked for years, obviously, through his work in the Irish dairy industry, director of Bourbagna, right, and with Tony O'Reilly, who he himself was working. And he said when Cadbury came after the war to look at Ireland as a milk shed, he managed to convince them that Rathmore was the centre of the universe. You travel through the empty hills of Kerry and come across this amazing factory, the biggest milk crumb factory in the world, and you realise that Dick Godsell must have had a rare degree of eloquence to convince them that right here was the only place in the world to put it. It was some feat.
It was a fantastic achievement. Now, should I say, also, he was also a director of the Irish Sugar Company, BSB, Erin Foods, Shivers Ireland, Body Skivora, and chairman of the Pigs and Bacon Commission. He was actually in Bord Bonnet from 1961, from the very start of it, to 1990. He was an unbelievable man. He was way ahead of his time in his thinking. When he came to the CEO Cadbury's then, there was never a question about that creamer being, about the Cadbury factory being anywhere but here in Rathmore, because of the connection with Dick Godson. And they had three things going for them. They had the railway line, they had the River Blackwater, and the third thing they wanted was a good road system. And when I came here to Rathmore back in 1969, the road between Rathmore and Mallow was one of the top ones in the country. So you could imagine, like, it was still a very, very good road, let's say 20 years earlier. So when they opened here in 1948, you had the lorries then go to Dublin, and you had the athletes, it used to be a two-day run. They had to go to Dublin overnight, and what happened was that the lorry would be unloaded in Dublin and then to be loaded with Cadbury, different Cadbury lines, chocolates and biscuits or whatever, and they'd ride back the following night. And the railway line was used to take the crumb to the port of Cork. So that back in Cadbury's anyway, in the early 60s, then he decided that, now he'd gone to Dublin in 1956. He became a Cadbury, a joint managing director of Fry Cadbury's, which was called in.
Yeah.
In 1954. In 1956, he transferred to Dublin, and he was the man that oversaw the building of the old Cadbury, the modern Cadbury plant.
In Coolock.
Yeah. And
He just knew all about the workings of the dairy industry. He proposed to launch Kerrygold in the UK despite objections from more senior members of the board. So he was always kind of thinking ahead, two or three steps ahead, it seemed like.
He always went by the signs. That was it. And I suppose in Cadbury's then, when he was in Dublin, he used to come. I never ever spoke to the man. The closest to every car came to was probably around the corner of the building. We'd see him coming, like, we turned the opposite direction and came out of his path. But he would call down here about every six weeks or that way, maybe 8 weeks. But he introduced Butterwise then and milk powder manufacturing in the Cadbury plant here in Rathmore, outside of the chocolate crumb production.
Mm.
And Butterwise, like, was 99.9% pure butter fat, and that was exported. I remember we had big barrels, and we would have 450 pounds was the weight, I think, 450 pounds of butter oil in that. So when that landed at this destination abroad, and it was reconstituted and came back as butter. So I think he was the first one to introduce that. I think it ended that in the world.
Yeah.
He was exceptional.
Another innovation.
Yeah.
John, you're updating, you're having a meeting, understand, the community centre, and you're planning a memorial for him, updating the plans.
That's right, yeah. And we were thinking behind the scenes, we have the last bit of groundwork that we've done for the past 2 years. And Martin Murphy, who was the electrical manager in Cadbury's, he was from Adair and County Limerick, he was a brilliant, brilliant man. He came back from the UK take over the position of electrical manager in Cadbury's. Martin had written an article about Dick Godson's life in the most recent edition of Cum and Lucre, and I mean, Martin researched it in great detail and made contact with the family. He had a son and a daughter who were still around. I actually met him with Martin last October, 12 months, because we had run this thing by him as well. We were saying, like, that most of the youth crowd know over in Cadbury's. I mean, there are three generations there at this stage of different families that have worked there. By the way, it was the first factory in rural Ireland that was a success in bringing immigrants back from abroad to work at home here.
At a time of high immigration and unemployment.
Yeah, but I've been thinking Cadbury's in 1969. I left Cadbury's in 1999, so I don't think Cadbury's at 23 years or whatever. But there was guys I worked with there were from... I worked in Boston, New York, London, Leeds, Birmingham. So there was this side of the country here, myself from Mill Street to Killarney, and we're talking about the surrounding villages. We go back by Borough Dove, You go out there, and we start over the Cork side, we start over Kishkane, Benny Desmond, Knock Degree, go across the Guinea, go up to Scotland Lane, down all Linfest Parish. They were from all over, the people that worked here.
Yeah, massive employment for the area, kept the area alive, yeah, really. John, when's the meeting?
The meeting is tonight. We had our first meeting there at the very end of February, 28th of February, to see what people interested and thinking of ordering a man that did a lot for this country and this side of the country. And there were small farmers here. They came in and they through the gods into them. He was a one-off. There'd never be anyone like him. That's the reality. But we felt that would be a pity to leave it go and not to do something for that man.
Yeah.
Especially with all the families that are here around now. Any of them wouldn't be here if that hadn't immigrated. That's the reality.
That's the reality of the situation, yeah, and deserves to be recognised and remembered.
So we're going through this. I must give credit to Cumann Lucre. They're fronting our funding for this for us.